He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM.
When the mountains look so big.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
I want to talk about what? The reality of faith. The reality of faith. Because we can talk faith, but we don't see the result of faith. So I want to talk about the reality of faith. A life of fruitfulness is driven by faith. A life of fruitfulness is what? Driven by faith. So we're going to teach that. So stay with me. The reality of faith. A life of fruitfulness is driven by faith. You cannot operate in faith without being filled with the Spirit. You cannot what? Operate in faith without being what? Filled with the Spirit. Because faith is driven by the Spirit. So stay with me. Faith is not some church religion. Faith is not something that you grab or you talk. Faith is something that you experience. Faith comes by the Spirit. Now, I'm going to give you a scripture now to back these up. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 11, right? All church people who goes to church know Hebrews chapter 11, right? All right. So let's look there first. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, let's read together. Now faith is substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That is so powerful statement. So many people can recite that. But it tells me something, that faith operates in the presence, not in the future. Says what? Now mean what? Now. Okay? So it tells me that faith works when? Now. Next thing in that verse, it tells me that faith is real. Substance. Substance is real. This is what? Real. So faith is real because it's substance. And it tells me is the reality of a thing. So faith is the reality of a thing. Listen to that. It's the reality of a thing that I am hoping for. I need. I wish to have. How many people are hoping to have their own home? How many people in here hoping to have their own home? That's, this is my home and I buy it. It has my what? Name on it. You're hoping. Hear this. So we know that the home exists. It's real. You don't hope for something that is not what? Real. That's where I'm going. You're not hoping for something that is not real. So faith is the reality of things that are real that I am hoping for. You get it? Okay, so just stay with me. Because we need to know that this Bible works. And the only way we can know that is by what? Understand it. So if we understand it, we know it works. Verse 2 says, For by faith, the elders obtained a good testimony. So the elders were able to receive the reality of faith and they could talk about it. That's right, right there. By faith now, they get what they were hoping for. By faith, they were able to get what they were hoping for. And because they get it, they have what? A testimony of it. You testify of what you know, what you got. Let me give you some definition. What is faith? Bible definition of faith is Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, right? I go through that. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Bible definition of faith. What is faith? Second definition. Faith is seeing it before you see it. Second definition of faith. Faith is seeing it before you see it. Second definition of faith. You see it first before you see it. Let me just get your mind going this morning. You see it first. Oh, I'm going to buy a home. And in your mind, you see the home. You know, I'm going to buy a 3-bedroom home with 2 bathrooms, with a living room. You see it. And if you say you didn't, then you're never going to buy a home. Because the people who buy a home see the home first and they go searching for it. I'm talking to you this morning. The people who buy a home see the home first before they really see it. They see it and they go out searching for the reality of what they see. Hallelujah. Faith is seeing it before you see it. I have a picture of it. And no one can talk you out of it. That's the one you want. All right, let me give you. You have cars. You want to buy a car? And then you go to the car dealership and the salesman take you to that car. No, I don't want that. That's not the one. He could talk all he want. That's not the car you want. So you see it. You have to see it first before you see it. Noah, see it first before he see it. What did I say? Noah, see it what? First. Look at Hebrews chapter 11. See, I'm teaching you Bible fact this morning. How faith works. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. Let's read it. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet what? Seen. Moved with godly fear and prepared the heart for the saving of his own soul, by which he meant the world and become the heir of righteousness, which according faith. Noah sees it first before he sees it. So Noah sees a blueprint of an ark that wasn't there. Look back at verse 7. Follow me. By faith, Noah being divinely warned of things, well, not seen physically. God told him, give him a picture of something that he has, that is not manifested. And he goes out and what? Create it. That's what faith is. Seeing it before you see it. So somebody goes and says, they have faith, I have faith. Really, you have talk, not faith. There's a difference between of a talk and of a faith. What is faith? He's seeing it before you see it. Let me give you a third one. What is faith? What is faith? Faith is a living force, Live in force. Live in power. Live in force drawn from the word of God. So faith, what is faith? Is a living force drawn from the word of God to produce living proof. What is faith? So now you know. I'm giving you, so you know when you have faith, when you have faith and it's not fake. Yeah. Faith is not fake. Faith is real. Faith is a living force drawn out from the word of God to produce living proof. Isn't that powerful? Let me show you that. John 5, verse 19. We got to see. John 5 and verse 19. So faith is a living force drawn from the word of God to produce living proof. So when you talk faith, you don't talk fake talk. You talk real talk. All right, let's read it. Then Jesus answers and says to them, most what? Surely I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son will do. You get it? Faith is seeing it before. You see, Jesus says, I first see it, then I do it. Look at the verse. He says, most assuredly I say to you, the Son cannot do nothing. Jesus said, I can't do nothing. Not one thing. But what I do is what I see the Father do. And I just do the exact thing that the Father does. Are you seeing it? So he knows he's getting the result because he already sees it. It's not guesswork. Faith is not guesswork. Faith is not wishing that something will happen. Faith is knowing that it's going to happen. Why? Because faith is a living force drawn out of the word of God to produce living proof. We're going to learn this thing. We're going to learn it, man, sink into it and do this thing so that we quit all the guessing because we guess too much in church. Are you going to heaven? I hope so. Quite likely you're not going. You're supposed to know you're going. You ask me, are you going to heaven? Sure. How do you know? Because I'm redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. How do you know? Because my sin is forgiven. Because he forgives me.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach and Vieira,